Take a journey with me. I'm going to take you to a world that is very much like our own world, except in one key respect. It has no spatial dimension. It has no third dimension. Now, this thought experiment, this construct, was devised by Edwin Abbott, an Anglican priest and school teacher, around the 1900s. And he called this world flat world. Now, in a flat world, they have left and right, they have forwards and backwards, they just have no sense of depth. They live their lives as we live our lives. They live in regular or irregular shaped houses. They have square houses, triangular houses, round houses. They have all the shapes. Each day they get in their flat cars and they drive their flat children to their flat school, where they receive their education. Now, imagine one day a special guest lecturer attends school and he wants to give a lecture on the third dimension and the possibility of a third dimension. Now, the flat worlders would have no idea. They would be intrigued. They would say, tell me, show me. But they're not really going to listen, because they have no schema. One day, we visit their world in a spacecraft. And we are hovering above flat world, and we attempt to communicate with one of the flat worlds, but it's no good, because to the flat worlder, they don't conceive that they could look up. So to them, it seems as if the voice is emanating from within them. They are hearing voices. You decide that a different approach is called for. So you remove the flat worlder from their world and you place them inside your spaceship. Now, they're hovering above the surface of flat world, and initially they are confused and bewildered. They don't know what they're looking at, but soon they understand that they are looking down. There's no more closed rooms. It's as if they can see everything at once. There's no more silos. They have an entirely different perspective. Now, when you return to flat world with their new perspective, it appears to the other flat worlders that they suddenly disappeared and then reappeared. For us, these publishing guides aren't an exercise in inclusive box ticking. This is a paradigm shift, and it's not just about the way we communicate, it's about the way we think. If Google's mission is to organize the world's useful information and make it accessible with a single click, then our mission is to take that useful information and not just make it accessible, make it understandable.